Very pleasing. You know, I think we said beforehand, coming up against a team that are undefeated, in some ways it made our job easy in terms of a team talk. There was a bit of nervousness I felt flying around the dressing room beforehand because we know it was going to be a tough test. But at the same time, you know, we said, tried to emphasise the fact that we're not a bad side either. And we went out there and stood toe to toe with them. It was, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say we hammered Forest Green. That's not the case. It was a very tight affair. Lots of, firm challenges and a bit of cat and mouse. But obviously, I'm going to say that I felt we deserved the win over the course of the game.
We felt it was always, if it was going to be settled, was probably by a free kick or a set piece. Did you feel the same?
Possibly one goal. I think I didn't see either side scoring more than one, really, the way it was playing out. And we're well aware of the fact that the height that they have in their team, and it gets to the point where you're kind of running out of people to say, well, you pick him up. That said, we've got a couple of lads in our side that attack the ball very well. And when we get the delivery right, which we did for the goal, it proved difficult to defend for them.
You left Dale Southwell out at the start, but he came on and did well for you.
He did, and said he'll be disappointed to have been left out. But at this moment in time, or recently, there's been a lot of situations and scenarios where the players might not agree with, our decisions, but it's playing out that they are valued members and they have to be ready. You know, we've had obviously Anthony Eldin recently, who came on in midweek, changed the game along with the other subs, and today that's just another example. Dale's thrown on quite early. But that again was, and Sam Atten is another one. That's a pleasing thing today. We've had to make two changes in the first half. We'd already obviously lost Liam for a length of time. Greg Pearson last Saturday we lost, wasn't available, and then we lose Cookie. So when we're stating the fact that we want five strikers, I think that's the reason why we want them.
What were the injuries?
Cookie took, it was a noted challenge, and the referee played on, which I think was the right decision. But thankfully, he did book the lad afterwards. It's his ankle; he's rolled it. Stayed on for a while. He was winning his headers, but he was struggling to get about the pitch. And Bradley Wood, I think, took a knee up the backside, shall we say, and trying to run it off. It ended up, I think, he's caught a nerve or something. And again, he was struggling to get round. He's a tough lad, but he had to come off.
Might you be forced into the loan market now for a striker?
We're looking anyway, is the honest truth. It makes it look more important, certainly at the minute. Cookie, we'll have to wait and see, but ankles, can seem a lot worse, but it could be a while. We'll have to wait until the start of next week on that one. But we are genuinely looking, and that's not anything against the players that have, been playing or sat on the bench. It's about helping the squad. And as I said, when at the start of the season, people question why you want five strikers. Already we're only in start of September, and that's the reason why.
You were sent to the stands towards the end. What happened there?
I don't know. The ball's gone out of play. I think it's our throwing, and then there's a bit of a melee, and their players sort of come up to me. I'm not just going to sort of walk away, stood my ground, and that was it. I think we get, or the directors maybe, get so fussy about anything. And I'm not saying it just because I got sent off. I thought that the referee struggled with the game. The amount of times where a player's jumped into a defender, and not one free kick given. Yes, we're at home. Of course, the crowd are going to get on when decisions don't go our way. But it was, I think midway through with the first half, and the fans were sort of on the referee. Can't all be wrong. But that's maybe just another example where, I get carried away with it.
I would expect you think you're on the right track now after the last few results. How far down that track are you?
It's a very short way. It's very early. Again, no matter what happened today, it was the first, or not the first, but a real big test at home, as was Mansfield, really, when if we're talking about the sort of fancied teams. But there's a hell of a long way to go. And again, we'll not get carried away by it, but what it sort of does is that sort of performance is give the players confidence and shows that we are a decent team. As I said, there's still a lot of work to do. Look at the results today. Luton's lost 3-0, and they're the favourites, and I can understand why. What I'm saying is you've got to be up for every game, first half the other night, I'm not saying we weren't up for it, but we were obviously so far away from where we want to be. Second half, we got a reaction. But if we're on it from the start, then it'll take a good team to beat us.